Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, I hesitated on using this example. I didn't want to give more attention to someone this sexist, but I went ahead anyway because dealing with the outlandish can be used for good. Let's ask a bigger question here. When does highlighting the devil's advocate in a B2B environment okay? Can we use the obnoxious for the greater good? This approach can work in two scenarios. First up, explain the unexplainable. When something doesn't make sense, when something should work but doesn't, there's usually a hidden agenda or motivation. Using the devil's advocate can not only uncover what is hiding in plain sight, but also highlight the urgency. Sometimes they have a point. Another situation where Satan might be needed, uncovering a blind spot. You know, it's one thing to identify them. It's easier said than done to stop those blind spot habits. So a great way to point out the impact of that behavior is to highlight the other side to absurdity. We can create motivation to change. Now, let me be clear. I'm not suggesting that we agree with the jerk. This author was onto something when he didn't judge the devil's advocate head on, but instead used him as a segue for learning something new. He bypassed the jousting and got to the heart of an issue. We can do that too. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.